President Barack Obama introduced a clean power plan last fall to significantly reduce carbon emissions to meet targets. The Environmental Protection Agency plan would require states to significantly reduce carbon emissions. While supporters say the plan would spur investment in renewable energy, opponents say it would hurt an already ailing coal industry and drive up the cost of electricity. Here's West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito.
And it's not just the coal worker. It's not just the coal company. It's the railroad. It's the tire people. It's the cars, the truck people. The
opponents, however, said in court that the Environmental Protection Agency is undermining the system of checks and balances by essentially commandeering states to create a new energy structure. The case was determined by the circuit court to be so important that all 10 judges, as opposed to the usual three, needed to hear a full day of arguments in the packed courtroom where some in the audience had waited in line for hours to guarantee a seat. David Doniger, director of the Climate and Clean Air Program at the Natural Resources Defense Council, said that the most interesting argument he heard was from a lawyer representing West Virginia.
There's one thing that the West Virginia Council said that really struck me. They're trying to make the argument that if the result of the rule is to require the states to issue permits for new sources or have their public utility commissions do their normal work, that this is a terrific invasion of state turf. If that were right, then every other part of the Clean Air Act that regulates power plants has the same effect and would be equally problematic. And
the issue likely won't be resolved until after a new president is sworn in. It is expected that the decision will be appealed to the Supreme Court. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Washington, D.C.